On December 26th, Notre Dame coaches were informed by Manti Te'o and his parents that Manti had been the victim of what appears to be a hoax in which someone using the fictitious name Lani Kakua apparently ingratiated herself with Manti and then conspired with others to lead them to believe she had tragically died of leukemia. The university immediately initiated an investigation to assist Manti and his family in discovering the motive for and nature of this hoax. Their AD, Jack Swarbrick, was just on national TV crying, defending Te'o, saying the poor kid's a victim. This all came to light because Timothy Burke and Jack Dickey from Deadspin wrote an article entitled Manti Te'o's Dead Girlfriend, the Most Heartbreaking Inspirational Story of the College Football Season is a Hoax. And with an opportunity to have Timothy Burke on the program earlier tonight, we did just that. Here's what he had to say, try to clear up what's true and what's just innuendo at this point in time. Tim, what perpetrated this hoax?
Oh, boy. I mean, the truth is always in between those lines, and it becomes a little more clouded now that we have this statement from Te'o himself that says he was part of a hoax. But even if he was, you know, there's no innocence. I mean, there's some level of innocence here, but he made up things about the nature of their relationship. He talked about her after she allegedly, the statement says he found out on, you know, December 26th or whatever, and then he was talking about her again before the national championship game. So.
That's an excellent point you make, and that was one of the first things that came to mind for me. Notre Dame says Te'o and his family told them December 26th. Don't know if you knew before December 26th, but at least at December 26th, he comes forward and says, I'm a victim of a hoax. And you say he spoke about her afterwards. Now, if he knows she's a con woman and gone, and it didn't really happen, and she was lying on December 26th, and then afterwards he's given tearful interviews saying, my girlfriend died. You're right, that's a huge problem. Who did he speak to after December 26th where he was talking about his girlfriend? You said he was doing it. Can you say anything specifically?
I can actually tell you exactly what he said. This is on January 3rd that he said this. He answered the question. He was asked about the turmoil with his girlfriend, and he said the team is special to him. He's been there through all the hard times. He did not, you know, correct the questioner. You know, he's somewhat implicit in that.
Okay, so January 3rd, he's still saying that they were close and he was there for her. All right, that certainly does not go to his weight. But at this point in time, are you willing, as somebody who knows a lot more about this than I do, and you did the work on the story, I don't know much about this, I've only read the statements, are you saying that Manti Te'o is not a victim and, in fact, he's a perpetrator of the hoax?
I don't think he's the perpetrator. I don't know that if he's the perpetrator. I know that the hoax became something that we know about because he or his family chose to talk about it. You know, the whole story about them meeting at the Stanford game in 2009, somebody had to have told that story to a reporter for it to become news. And that never happened. All of these things about how, you know, Manti Te'o said, you know, I can't wait to see her again. See her, you never saw her for the first time. How can you see her again? Stuff like that.
It's the one thing that jumps out at me in Manti Te'o's statement is what's not in there. He says, this is incredibly embarrassing to talk about, but over an extended period of time, I developed an emotional relationship with a woman I met online. He goes on to discuss how he and his mind has been victimized, but he never says that he actually ever met someone in person. Is there anywhere that he said that he has met a woman in person? And isn't that going to be the first question to him he can't avoid this now, right?
Well, that would have been my first question to him if he'd answered the phone when I called it today. The times that he said that he had been with her, it's implied when he says, I can't wait to see her again, or I will see her again someday. There's a story about how she used to come visit him in Hawaii. You know, where'd that story come from? Did it come from Te'o? Did it come from his dad? You know, it originated someplace too, and that was published all over the place.
All right, and now one more here, and again, we're talking with Timothy Burke, who has written the story, Manti Te'o's Dead Girlfriend, the Most Heartbreaking and Inspirational Story of College Football Season is a Hoax. Is it possible, and I'm not saying it is or isn't, I don't know, I'm asking you, is it possible that Manti Te'o met a woman online who said her name was Lani Kakua, who they start developing. You know, people meet online all the time. Match.com is a big business, or however you want to say it. They start talking. Eventually, they meet in Hawaii. She meets the family for dinner. She says she's Lani Kakua. She goes back wherever she mainland. She says she's a Stanford student. She says that she's been in a car accident. She says she has leukemia. And then word gets to him that his girlfriend, who he's fallen in love with, has perished. And in fact, this woman was really just conning the whole time. And there was, in fact, that was not her real name or her real circumstance. Is it possible that he's been victimized in that way?
It's possible. But when you take into account that he knew the person who was behind it the whole time, that raises some more.
What do you mean he knew the person that was behind it the whole time?
The individual who was behind the Lani Kakua account is a friend
Twitter
of Teo's. They are in pictures together. This family was guest at the USC Notre Dame game. Manti Te'o tweeted out a link to this guy's music.
Well, that's a good point, and it certainly goes to the weight of the credibility here. Anything else that I've missed that you want to add or say about this? I'll give you the last word in case there's anything that you feel like we haven't gotten to that's important here.
Well, we're going to have a follow-up tomorrow on Deadspin, and my colleague Jack Dickey and I have a whole lot more information now to work with to try and tie up any of these loose ends.
All right, well, come back and see us tomorrow again. Can we talk about what you guys write tomorrow?
Absolutely.